noted news here for the Daily Telegraph, which is one of the fine tabloid papers in Great Britain. A Australian journalist who she was making some news over the weekend because she said, as a feminist, it is high time that we, and this means, you know, the developed nations, we start requiring people, if they want to parent, they must have work. That would include women, and maybe even women who thought, hey, maybe I can be a stay-at-home mom. Well, does she have a point here in year 2017 about this? And by the way, the journalist in question is Sarah Le Marquand. It sounds like she's from Paris, but she's not. She's an Australian journalist. And she was writing for, in the Daily Telegraph, they picked it up from Stellar, which is a Sunday magazine. And she has some strong opinions here. You can find them online. Does it make sense in 2017 that we start talking in terms of everybody working? Or is it still a case of make a choice, whether you're a woman or a man out there in parenting? We're going to talk about it this morning with our good friend, Regional Psychological Services. The good doc is in, Dr. John Braccio at drjohnb.com as well. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And certainly you and I read those same articles that we were communicating the last few days, even had my son and daughter involved in that communication, and brought your wife and my wife into it. But
it stimulates discussion, does it not?
Oh, well, it sure does. Yeah. I believe we're in an age where I think people have to make the right decisions for them, and let's specifically deal with mothers. I don't think that women as a whole are ready for any particular subset of them to be telling them how they need to behave. That's kind of my feeling. And the thing I thought was interesting is there are really a lot of choices these days that women have anyway. If we're talking specifically about women, it can range from a full-time mom, part-time mom. It can be a full-time mom until the youngest child enters kindergarten. You can even have the husband home. You can have grandparents, my old hometown, grandparents involved. You can actually work out of your home. You can work part-time. There are just a lot of choices these days. And even with that said, a recent Pew report showed that 30% of mothers do stay home, which is really quite still a large number. And half of the rest either work part-time or work for less hours and less time than their husbands do. So I think that the writings that you and I read about over the weekend and before are really women just are not going to behave the way certain group of feminists or certain women want them to behave. And I believe, to me, freedom for all persons is if you can do it in a kind and a caring way, you want to do the best for you in terms of as a person, which is going to tie into family if we're talking about mothers. If you have a child, to me, carrying a child seems to make a real emotional bond that there's no way anyone's going to be able to just change that. And when you go to a park on a Saturday morning, if you go to any event, you're going to find mothers are remarkably involved with their children. So we can say what we want, we can do what we want, and we can get angry like this one woman did here. But I believe that women have every choice, every opportunity to choose what's best for them in trying to do what's going to be best for their children.
Well, I know, Doc, that one of the issues that's brought up here is that eventually if we start turning the clock, quote-unquote, backwards, is that we'll have an economic loss to the nation. There'll be less people in the labor pool, X, Y, and Z. And I really wonder even about that argument, and it makes me scratch my head a little, because if people choose to make that their goal, if that's what they want to do, aren't the resultant, you know, if you have stay-at-home moms, the, you know, some of the economical benefits that come from that, from having children maybe who feel that they're better adjusted because they had a full-time parent instead of bouncing around. Look, there's a lot of different models out there, but are there economic benefits to that a prior generation saw as well? I'm not sure that it's all one or all the other, and you make the point, you know, it has to be a strong individual choice.
Well, I think that is true, and if we looked at the total breakdown of the family that's occurred in the last 50 years, or certainly a large percent of it, leading to single moms or single parents, or call it what you will, I think
the breakdown of the traditional family, right?
The traditional family,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And I think there is something to be said for trying to do a system that's going to be leading to the most nurturing possibility for children And if it turns out that there are a large number of mothers, which there are millions of them, that choose to stay home, really develop this real close connection, bonding with the children, and they're able to do that either through some, you know, financial working on it themselves, through family, through a spouse for a number of years or as long as they want, and they're willing to do that and want to do that, I would think feminists and all others ought to really be encouraging that, because that's going to be leading to children being raised, you know, very directly by a parent who clearly loves them. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of other choices. I'm not trying to diminish or demean any other possibilities. But when you do realize that, and then we can go to that Pew report, the millions of women that either raise their children full-time or spend more time, as much time with them as they can. And then when you find research shows that working mothers often would rather be able to spend more time with their children. It's not that fathers don't do this, but there definitely is a different connection with a child from what I can see. I'm going to give you just observing the world with a mother and a father, and I cross three cultural groups with a Cuban wife, an Italian background, and you know, we call it our American culture, whatever, we want to break these down, and I find the relationship with the child and the mother is a pretty unique kind of relationship that I just don't know if anybody's going to just push that relationship away, nor do I really think they should not. And hopefully that's not really the intent.
By nature, across the gender, it is. It doesn't mean in every instance, it doesn't mean that there are some women who say, I don't want kids, I never want, and that's fine. You have a choice. You don't have to. But by and large, across the gender, it's, you know, that nature has built that in over all of the millennia. So there it is. And if you push back against it, that's your right to do. But you shouldn't have to force that on somebody else. I think is the point you're trying to make, that there are a lot of individual choices here and a lot of possible right choices, depending on what your situation is.
Well, listen, I'm only going to say I think dads are special. I won't deny that, but mothers are really pretty remarkable group of persons that do so much for children. And some people think we ought to have two Mother's Days. Okay, my feeling is that we ought to have every day be Mother's Day. And I think
I'm in agreement with that. I talked to mine yesterday, and she was pretty feisty. So it was a good conversation. I'm not off with you on that one. I think that's pretty cool, especially as I get older.
Well, we know you were an only child for 11 years.
I was.
So that's significant.
She gets an award for putting up with that just in and of itself. Boy, I thought that was the norm. And then I was like, here came my rude awakening. Well, it was good all the way around. The website, of course, the place to go and find the podcast is drjohnb.com. Dr. John Braccio, PhD, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, our guest today, and always welcome here as we kickstart a spring, talking about something as light and fluffy and non-controversial as this today.
Yeah.
Always, and he's always willing to take the chance. Doc, it's good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Bye-bye.